As you know, we're working for the Lord under our mission board. I'm with them now for over 30 years. And we've been hit a little bit with the COVID, as everybody has. And our work for the Lord is largely on the far side of the border. And things are getting very tight down there. I was furloughed over the three months of April, May and June. And I think that was a wise move by our mission board. It's not that I was idle. We always think of that scripture says, why stand you around all the day idle? And I suppose I could have said, well, there's COVID. But no, we did redeem the time, let's put it like that. And we were able to get on. Just the thing that any Christian would do in circumstances like that. We redeemed the time because the days were evil. But we were able to get back again when the churches got back into the buildings again. That was July. And we enjoyed some freedom of movement. As you know, some of the restrictions were lifted and we were able to get down to Dublin and also our usual haunts down there around Knock Shrine as well. We had planned to go down to Galway, but the horse racing, not that I always have to say this, I always feel I don't go down for the horse racing. In Galway their week I go down because of the horse racing. A little difference in there that means everything. And the horse racing went on ahead, but there was no crowd at the horse racing, but they were all heading to Galway anyway. And I said to Olive, well, maybe I should go down because I could do a work down there. But she said, it's going to be a COVID hotspot down there. So I didn't get down this year. We can social distance a bit in Dublin, certainly we cannot knock. So I've been spending quite a bit of time between the two areas. I can't get down to Dublin at the moment. It's a real hot spot, and Knock is really coming to an end. So maybe for the next few weeks, we'll be around Northern Ireland. And this week, on Tuesday, I will be meeting up with Noel Shields, and we're going to do some open airs around the towns. We just have to keep going as far as we can, really. I can see another kind of lockdown coming in, to be honest, but let's do what we can. The night is coming when no man can work. So we can, there's plenty of work that we can get on with at home, preparation stuff and so on. But we want to get out into the streets. That's the work of an evangelist, to give the word of God to sinners. And I don't anticipate doing a lot of that sitting behind a study desk. So I do thank you for your prayers, and just pray that as the Lord leads, if doors are closing, well, when he closes doors, no man can open them. But likewise, when he opens a door, no man and no disease can close it. So we're very much in the hands of the Lord in this matter. Where he may lead me, then I will go.